заканчивается в центре, такого быть не может.
The glory of God never stops in the center. It does not happen. God does not go on vacation.
И поэтому всегда новые души.
That is why there's always new souls, masses of testimonies,
restored destinies, transformed families.
These are the laws of the center. That is why we're moving forward. And today I'm going into a word. And today we're going to a message. It will be like a refreshing. We will bring some people into reality. For instance, I'll go to the to the name, but before there's a quick question. If you have a dream, and it doesn't come into action for many years, maybe it's a wrong dream. Hello?
Может быть, это не Божья мечта, а твоя.
Maybe it's not God's dream, maybe it's yours.
Хорошо? Итак, тема называется
So the message is called
«Выносивший его мечту, церковь».
The one who carries his dream.
Не мою мечту, хорошую,
Not my
любимую.
Dream, wonderful dream.
Итак, дорогие, как много христиан вокруг,
Many Christians
так и не поняли, что
around
значит
still
постояться.
Do not understand what is it to
be perfect,
to make it in God, and they try to take up their own earthly throne, and they do not understand that you're not the one that has to do it, but Christ in you. Does anybody understand the difference? And for instance, I will make it, and Christ will help me, or Christ will enter, and he will help you. That's the biblical way. Today you'll feel good. Not for everyone, but for majority you'll be good.
That
his dream has to be yours, and not your dream his.
Вы знаете, что я постоянно, когда я говорю, у тебя есть мечта?
You know,
for
instance, when I ask people, do you have a dream? And they say, yes, I do. And I understand that I'm not finishing saying something. Because they all, with all of their powers and everything that they can, they try to get their dream. They try to make it. They move people away. They step on their heads because they have a dream. Beloved, have you ever thought about the fact that you have to die with all of your dreams, bury everything, and whatever God will resurrect and say, then that is what it is. How is that? How about my wonderful dream and my three Bible colleges that I went through? Bury all of that, church. Very deeply for it to die. Why? Because that is not his dream, but yours. Christian dream. Wonderful dream. I used to play casino and drink vodka and watch pornography. And now I want to be a missionary. And everyone automatically, including pastors, think this is from God. No, he's the same as he was. But his dream has only, the only thing that changes is his dream. It's the same earthly dream, but sort of in God. Now, casino is bad, but missionary feels that's powerful. And you see these missionaries, they're stealing. You know, I live from the preaching the kingdom. They say the scripture, do not shut the mouth of the one that's eating. Hello. It's not just a small animal, it's a big animal. Okay, never mind. That's how we're going to continue today. Are you receiving something already for yourself?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Today, we will split this message into two series. First series, what is a wrong dream and the right dream? Second series, what is it to carry this right dream?
You know, we,
most of the people live this way. If the Lord is willing, if the Lord is willing and by my desire, come money. Come, glory of God. Anoint me, ordain me. Forget about it.
Это все мирские. От этого мира,
this
от
is everything from this world,
мира,
from the spirit
желания.
Of this world. These are the desires.
Что из желания миссионерства? Да. Что из желания вот ехать, поехать? Что и церковь открыть?
What?
Да.
Even opening the churches, yes. Most of the people that opened the churches, it was a fleshly desire. If it was out of the spirit, they would have looked differently.
Там бы что-то Божье, хотя бы
something of God. Something of God would happen. Hello?
Запомни, не он оставляет
Remember,
все и следует за тобой.
He does not leave everything and follows you and fulfills your desires. No, you leave everything, including everything good, and you follow him.
Я тоже. Как ни странно.
No matter how strange,
евангелист.
I wanted to be
Почему?
The one that's a traveling minister. You know, you could do whatever you want and you have no responsibility. And you always have money. They bless you here, bless you there. You come into the church, you do some sort of movement, and then you leave. Pass out envelopes to everybody. And now you have a base, how you call it? Of partners. There you go. That's what it is. Did you ask God? I did not notice the base of partnership with Paul in prison. He was writing to Timothy and said, "Do not be ashamed of me." Hello. We will just bring ourselves into refreshment today, church. Oh, today we'll read about Paul. You want to be like Paul? I want to be like Paul. Good, good. Not a single partner, and you're going to be by yourself. It's not very popular. Now I want to be a businessman. Just pray for me. God called me to be a businessman.
Знаете, какая самая популярная фраза уходящих из своих церквей?
You know what is the most popular phrase from those you hear from those people that leave their churches? They didn't let me make it.
Вы разложите слова.
Just take these words apart, and you will understand that this it is the worst mistake for me.
Не дали.
They didn't let me make it in this place. Well, interesting. They're not going to let you make it here as well. I tell you right away, you came in, they answered you, and leave. Christ is going to make it here, church. He's the best missionary, and I'm his helper. He is the best preacher. He told me, I wrote it down and I said it, hello. He is the best healer. By his stripes, not your stripes, his stripes. His stripes. Apparently, I have to be number two here as a servant, listen to his will. They didn't let me make it. You know, and here also as well, some people, they didn't make it and no one will let them make it. What should I do with my dream? I will help you bury it. I will help you, just call me. I will bring a shovel. Can you imagine?
Знаешь, что такое свидетельство?
You know what is
его мечты для тебя?
A testimony of his dream for you. Even when Abraham will be bearing his Isaac, God will stop you.
Мечту
the dream
от Бога
from God.
It
is impossible to bury it even with your own hands. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? So, how should I test if this is from God, this dream from God? You know what? Bury your dream. If it will come alive, great. Try burying it again. So many people are dreaming, all these dreamers. I see that people treat God's dreams with such ease. And they don't understand that majority of those that we call somewhat anointed, quote-unquote, they're just regular people that have decided to make business out of God's name. And that's it.
And
they bring fruit, the same fruit, same mistaken fruit.
Рукополагают такое же самое отвратительное извращение. Ничего не знаешь.
They raise up those that don't know anything, don't know revelations from God. The ones that prayed for the last time in 1974 and fasted. I'm sorry, we don't fast. The Spirit doesn't let us fast. Hello? Today we'll go somewhere. Oh, Lord. They teach about it, they pray for it, and that is not his will, it is your will and their will. And we like people like that. You come, and they anoint you right away. I have a dream, Pastor, I have a dream, I have a dream, I have a dream. Great, in the worship team, you're going to be, in the youth team, you're going to be doing prayers. Have you ever said stop? What about him? What does he want? What does he want? Maybe we'll start thinking about the fact, what does he want? Right now you have a dream, you're sitting there, maybe it's not even his dream. Or just you, the spirit of this world switched you from vodka into missionary fields. But it's the same flesh that is searching for acceptance in casino or over there in the fields. Hello? Some people will understand me today, yeah. And some say, again, he's going against me. Yeah, probably against you because you found yourself in this message, didn't you? How many of those that still do not understand what a dream is that has been planted by him in you and you have carried it with your own life? Only that sort of dream is able to achieve something great and praise his creator. Do you want to receive something that when you will no longer be on this earth, it will move and it will live? That is his dream. This is that Isaac that we've talked about. Even after Abraham left, these were physical things, but I'm speaking as a spiritual example. These things, give me something that will influence the whole nation, my generation. Stop feeding me with human nonsense. Stop placing fleshy hands upon me that have not achieved anything by themselves. Give me something that I have not seen. Have you ever asked for him to place his dream inside of you? You know what the unique thing is that happened with me? My wife is a witness. When God has placed his dream inside of me, when it was growing, it was pushing out all the garbage, and now I let it do it. It was painful. It pushed out banks, favorite cars, all my favorite hobbies and activities, my dream. It was not enough room for it. It was growing and pushing everything out. And I was feeding it and feeding it and feeding it with those things that the Lord was showing me in the night and in the day and through his word. With some people, it's like God's dream is not popular. Why? Because Joseph, first, you have to go into a pit. Nobody wants to go into a pit. They want to say, they want to go like this. I see a dream, and there you go, on the throne again. I see a dream, then I go on the throne. Doesn't happen like that. Betrayal. People just betray, sell, just put in prison, and dreams continue. Guess what doesn't die in your life, Joseph? Guess what has been sown by him. No matter where you'd be, no matter with who, it would always speak with you. Yeah, do what Gideon did. Testimony. Or just ask for a sign. Wet here, dry there. Test. And when you're going to be killing those things that you think is his dream, just don't just play with it. No, try to get rid of it. See if it's going to die. If you're bringing in the knife in, mean it. Hello? We're going to get refreshed today. We'll understand what is the dream. When I speak about your dream, I don't mean your dream. It is just, these are just words. It has to be his dream inside of you. Otherwise, nothing else can happen. Beloved, this is why when he says to do something, it is impossible to stop you.
Никогда.
No one ever will stop you.
Любят тебя,
they love you or they hate you.
Признают тебя или
accept
топчут
you
тебя.
Or step on you, it doesn't matter.
Your influence and authority will move
and change thousands because it's not your dream, it is his dream. Let's understand, what is a dream? If your dream has not cost too much, you can forget about it right now. Hello? If your dream simply is just a dream. It did not cost you anything. Beloved. Look at people in the Bible. Their dream cost them everything. Beloved, we have to understand. We're not playing games. We have to make it. Yes, amen. But should I make it in as I am in my flesh? Some people do not understand that best positive feelings can be from the flesh. The most wonderful desires to help can be not from God. Some say, how? Like this? A woman comes. He says, let the children eat first. What does that mean? That means you might be a dog. Sorry, Jesus did not pick his words. Beloved, we have to understand what is the will of God. Bethesda, masses of people. The Bible doesn't tell us how many got healed in the pool. One. I don't understand. Jesus, aren't you sorry? It's not in the sorry here. You know what? It's not about that. Listen. This is not about feeling sorry or, you know, the heart is bleeding for someone. No. The thing is, in the obedience, turn around and leave. Because I'm doing only, Jesus said, that I see the Father create. And Father only created that. Don't touch anything else. Obedience is more precious than sacrifice. Obedience is better than anything else. And disobedience is equal to witchcraft. Why? Ask him.
I
tell you the truth, I couldn't figure out what is it that God wants for me. Why am I going through this hell that was lasting for 12 years? And only then I understood that these were the most important years of my life, of my preparation, because you know why God does not worry? He will bury you and bury you again, because everything will die besides his dream. I say, Lord, why 12? He said, you had plenty of other dreams. You buried this, and then another one showed up. Bury this one as well. And I love to dream. I'm a dreamer. Believe me. You know what? You're laughing at my wife. She's not laughing. She's just simply smiling. She knows that I was a dreamer. It's not even a joke. You could not break me. I could not get tired. I thought maybe that it wasn't God. It's the devil attacking. Somebody with me here. Go away, Satan. Don't touch my dream. I'll butt your hand off. Oh, you, my precious dreamer. This is not even God. It's flesh that's dreaming. But the flesh is thinking, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? You'd be pastor. You have TV. You go visit other people, eat kielbasa for free. They'll give you cars, money. Sometimes popularity. Maybe if it's a couple of grandmas, but they'll know about you. And the flesh was thinking, it's not too bad. Let's continue dreaming about that. And with others, let me be a prophet. This is powerful. Even pastors bow down before you. And flesh says, dream about it. Let's just show off the works of the flesh right now. It's not always bad things. Sometimes it's so good. And it goes past the Christian radar. And we don't understand that most of it is done by the flesh with wrong motives. You're feeding the hungry not because you love them, but because you stuck an X5 BMW inside that container and you had to pack it with cookies, somewhat food for the poor, but amidst all of it, you hit a car. And God is happy and I have money. Why not? It's pleasant and productive at the same time, isn't it? We have to be creative Christians in these last days, right? That's nonsense. You see this and you see what are these people doing, and they're amazed that God is no longer in church. You know, there is no movement. Nothing moves. The glory of God is not even coming down. Everybody's just motionless. Not a hair out of place. Hello, church. Let's just reveal all of this. Let's just open it up. You know, I'm tired of living like this. I want the glory. I want the presence of God. Who am I? I'm Andre that wants God. That's it. That's it. I'm that person that wants daddy the way that, you know, he comes. You watch me. I'm not watching you, right? This is where the secret is in. This is where it's interesting.
Amen?
And we defend this God that's not even there. Why? Because our fathers did it this way. Hallelujah. Like that. Okay, let's move on. All these 12 years, it was time of preparation. Everybody left me. The cat ran away. And you see, truly, the cat did leave me as well. And the Lord was showing me, Sonny, the most unique thing is that the more everything dies, one thing would become brighter and brighter. Have you noticed that there could be many, many lights here, right? And you just, little by little, you just turn that light off, turn everything off, and somewhere out there will be a small light, and it will be the most important thing in your life. When this light, it was somewhere, it was small, not very noticeable. I didn't even see it. And when these huge projectors were shut off, everything became quiet. I see, what is this? Look, I don't want anything, but that light is still there. I buried everything. I forgot everything. I said, Lord, I am the member 745. My wife is 746 of this church. We give our tithes. And the deacons know who I am. That's it. And the light was shining and shining. And his dream does not die. His dream does not die. Abraham, you can make plenty of Ishmaels, but Isaac will come out and say, and now what? Told you. There will be Isaac. You don't need to help God.
Oh, amen.
That was a preparation not for my dream, but for his dream, for me. Church, understand this process. And then I fell in love with this process because every time something of mine would die, his would resurrect. Every time, yeah, it was painful, I'd lose another dream. You know what? I don't have many talents, and the dream, if you can sing, play, and dance, you have choices. What did I have? I can scream, I can stay quiet, and I don't have many ministries to choose from. Speak the word. I was just choosing where, behind a podium, or missionary trip, or be an evangelist. And not many choices, right? And daddy is like, that's it. And I said, that's it. Church is not for me. I was happy about it. I said, that's how I knew it. And daddy says, now move. Where? Over there? I don't want to go there. And he says, now you're going to want to do it. Because it is his. Because it speaks to you. and I say, I'm not going to do it. And then I turn on the TV, and whatever's going on TV, it's like they're speaking to you. You turn on music, on Christian music, because Christian could speak to you, and the guy who is on Christian, he will speak, sing to you the words of God. And I'm thinking, what is going on, Lord? I'm watching action movie, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is speaking to me as well. You know, God is so unique. He can speak to you through just about anything. You cannot run away from Him. He'll find you in anywhere, with any movie, with any radio station in the city, in your stereo. And He will cover you. Oh, God can speak. Yes, He can. And believe me, it's not physical ears that you have to shut. He speaks into your very inner being, in yourself. That's good. I couldn't understand why my wonderful, great Christian desires and beliefs and dreams would just die. I was confused a little bit. I was thinking, why? I want a good thing. Have you ever asked yourself this question? I want a home group. I want to pray. I want to prophesy. Prophecy is from God. No, not always. Not always. Listen. And He simply answered me, because that is not my dream for you, but yours. And everything that is yours, even the best, has to be buried. And I'm thinking, Lord, what will remain? He says, Sonny, you don't need to worry about that. Something remained. Didn't it, church? You understand what I'm saying? You don't need to worry. It will find you, it will take you, and it will attach itself to you. Just don't fill your head with wrong things. Amen. Remember, His glory, His anointing, and you achieving His dream does not happen overnight. Something has to happen to you so you will be a real carrier of His glory and part of His dream. I am a part of His dream. You are a part of His dream. And all together we are as a body, His dream. I can't carry everything. I carry a part and only one small side of it. Because when God will start to preach through everyone, everyone will be in the anointing and in the glory, because that's what God said. You will open up a completely different side of God. You'll be like that diamond. Yeah, He has many sides, but every side illuminates with its own light. For instance, you shine a light upon the diamond and you see every facet. From every facet, there's its own light. We're not a full diamond. We're different facets. That shines my own light. And I'm showing something to someone for the life to change. You're showing another side, and all together, we are these beautiful, we're beautiful diamond upon His crown, upon His ring. We are the church, but we have to shine His dream, not ours. If you want to make it right now by yourself, just bury it right now. Not you, He has to make it. So how many years? As soon as everything dies, that's when something of God will be resurrected. As soon everything that is of your doing, of your desire, is preventing God to move through you, that's when it all dies, that's when God will move. First of all, you stop being upset, or someone didn't invite you somewhere, or you didn't go somewhere. For instance, I am very happy when someone does not invite me somewhere. Why? Because I like to be by myself. Thank you for not inviting me. Listen, enjoy the time when you're alone, because soon you will not have that time. Believe me. From this word, you can't even hide. They'll find you. You came to a Russian store to get bread, and everybody knows you. When you're by yourself, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Перед тем как Бог начнёт тебя употреблять,
before God can use you,
начнёт течь его слава, твоё сердце должно пройти
from the inside. Before his glory will be poured out of you, your heart will go through this process. I'm almost done with part one. I think you understand this moment. If you will not understand, we'll explain it to you again. Right now, I want to switch into this moment. What is his dream? How does it work? Beloved, dream has to be him, and you have to be his dream. You know, I was shocked when his dream starts to enter you and attach itself to you as a seed. It even leaves just a sign on your own DNA. You see it in the night. You hear it when nobody else hears it. You see it when no one sees it. This dream is attaching itself upon all the levels of your sight, your hearing, your understanding, your dreams. This dream of God enters in all of your moments, of your destinies, of your way of thinking, of your actions. I was shocked that people say, as if you only have one thing. Yeah, amen. It's only God's dream that reprograms you and me. For instance, I'll say this. Name. Martin Luther King Jr. Tell me, do you know him or his dream? You know his. You only know his dream. This is what I mean, church. You have to understand, the devil has the same process when we call tyrants. We don't know them personally, but we know them and their actions, their dream. Where does the action come out of? From the inside. And the inside is full of movement, of some sort of engine that's called the dream. In other words, something will. What moves you? You're not moved. Oh, for instance, Stalin was laying there and said, okay, I have decided to kill 20 million. No. It was carried through his whole life. It is born from the childhood. It is fed, and then it grows into a monster. And it's not just, and this dirt is not there just playing around. No, he becomes that dream. So, when we speak about good people or bad, we've talked about this before. Mother Teresa, we know her. Why? The dream of God entered into her DNA. She made it come true. She could not be anybody else. And if you want to stop her actions, you cannot talk to her. You have to kill her because Mother Teresa became this love and this compassion and help. Does anybody understand me? I want to explain to you how the desire that you want to do now, or that dream that you saw upon TV, now you want to do it. No, or it's another thing that is inside of your DNA and it takes over your whole life. There is a difference when you just see it and you want to do it, or when it's inside of you. Stop preaching like this. I can't. Stop praying this way. I cannot. Stop doing that. Just kill me. I can't. It is your very being. And when they call your last name, people know what you do. Any last name. For instance, let's call a company, Microsoft. For instance, who comes up in your head?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Why? Because Bill Gates is Microsoft.
Bill Microsoft Gates.
Bill Microsoft Gates. Does anybody understand me? You can't separate that. He's the one that gave birth to it in the garage. When he had such small face and big glasses. You've seen his face? Wonderful, smart man. I have nothing against him. But I tell you, I'm talking to you about the very being of the dream. Dream from God takes over you.
Она вытесняет всё.
Pushes out everything.
Даёт тебе идентификацию.
Dream from God gives you identification. Does anybody understand me? It's not Andre who does it. Everything is called, all of this, Andre. Does anybody understand me? I'm going to explain to you once and for all.
Тебе нельзя не дать состояться.
It's not possible for you not to make it, because that is who you are. Does anybody understand me?
Это все равно, что сейчас перекрыть. It's the same thing as тебе никто не может его перекрыть. Но может, но это нереально.
Shutting off oxygen for you. They can't, but it's unreal. With other words, this is who you are. Walking dream.
Это значит, что если меня вытеснят из этого здания, оно будет в другом происходить.
It'll happen in another. Because all of this is not what I do. It's who I am.
Это то, чем я рожден.
It's that what I born, what I was born to do. This is what I'm going to do at the end of my life. There's no other chance because the dream has entered into all the areas, and this dream cost me so much that no matter what you will tell me has no meaning. This dream pushed out everything in my life and took up the most important place. And the Lord says, move forward. Move forward. You understand what I'm saying? This is the meaning of this message, not just to laugh at wrong things, no, to explain to you the right thing, explain to you
that
there's nothing like this that someone could stop someone. You cannot stop me. They'll come, they leave. This is my the very being, do what I do, just build, break and build again and scream and pray about it. Stop saying or going from church to church. Just become your dream. How? Pray. Fast. Feed your dream.
So
within years, it will push out and push out everything that is in the way.
Почему-то очень часто.
Quite often,
те, кто были голодные, очень хорошо служат голодным, не так ли?
That were hungry, they served the hungry so good. You know,
я даже не понимал с самого детства.
I couldn't even understand from the very childhood, 12 years old, when they had started working. Somebody started earlier. I started at 12. At 12, I started understanding. 15, and later on, I got into the structure. And I couldn't understand why was I born in this ridiculous church that does whatever. KGB agent is preaching, and everybody knows about it. And I see that I was been brought up in a family of pastors, and he says he goes preaches against the TV. I see a TV in his living room, and I couldn't understand why you cannot drink, but while you yourself you have a wine cellar. I couldn't put it together. I could see it. And I hear them speaking something completely different. I started when I was 12. Hello. It didn't click. Till this day, it doesn't... I can't comprehend. If you say it, you have to be it. What? There's not a lot of amens right now. It's okay. It's okay. You're home. You can say amen. I'm not going to kick you out of here. Just breathe. Listen. I'll tell you why. God, from the very beginning, was showing me death, just destruction, decay, and decaying of the system. And every time I was growing up with this hunger for a true life, God, some of you, God, would take you through other things so then he could use you there, church. Some of you will see destruction, betrayal. Some will see divorce. Why? Not because God wants to just pick at you. No, for you to do something about it and speak into the Spirit. God, someone will see destruction or in orphans and hunger. Why is it inside of you? Because God is speaking to you through all of this. He is speaking into your dream. He is feeding your dream. You hear me? And every one of you has to feed this, not to run away from these scary pictures, but feed yourself off these images until something changes. Amen. Yes, give God glory. This is what Jesus did. Until 30, he... I've seen everything, and in 3 years, he said it. He said it all. Some people didn't like him. All the brotherhood wanted to bury him. Do anything just to shut his mouth, this young 30-year-old. Listen. Question. Do you want to give away everything for his dream that it will become yours and go through the very hardship? Why? Why do I have to go through pits, betrayal? Why? Because a dream is, that's how it lets roots grow in the prison. When everything is good, the dream is somewhere in the back burner, it's like passing by. And then all of a sudden you're in prison and now you have fried dreams coming in. Something is beginning to be fed that wasn't fed before. Why? Why do I have to sit in the lion's den? Was he bad before that? No. That was a test. Daniel's test for your dream.
Test.
Will you be able to control this kingdom when they will place you?
Сидрах, Месах, Авдеа,
will you be able to control or not control, but be a ruler of this kingdom? You know, we all want to be Сидрах. We want to be Daniels. But fiery furnace or lion's den, I really don't see myself in there. I see myself next to it, but not inside. Lord, can it be like this? Can I just pass it by, see a lion, and that's it? It's all done. No. You have to brush his mane. You have to sleep with him. Make sure that the lion is a cat, just a big cat at the moment. Fire will not take you. Why is the fire not going to take you? Because you're a spirit. And when you're a spirit, the spirit dictates the physical elements of what to do. So the spirit dictates the water to be hard, and so Jesus walked on the water. Beloved, we have to understand who we are. We have to understand what elements we're supposed to live in. And what we call right now Christianity, believers, it all has to end because God has to take you on a completely different area, into a completely different area, to completely different understanding. He has to make it this way that you will move mountains, that you will be transported. Oh, it's coming, church. We will see it soon. This Friday, we had something here. Oh, I'm serious.
A
couple of people were taken out of this place, and the Lord brought them back, of course. And what they said, believe me, I'll just refrain from speaking about it. Beloved, God takes people, even here, for some time, He shows them things. Beloved, I want to go there, church. I want to go those places that no one's been before. No one will stop me. Where all the human thoughts stop. I want to go into that place where God controls everything. That's where I want to go, church. I'm tired of all of these human, fleshy, spirit of this world thing. I want to go where He is. Where He is, it's just Him and me. This is why I live, church.
Согласен ли ты, еще раз повторю,
Again, I ask you
не только все отдать,
Are you ready to give up everything for his dream that will become yours, but go through the most hardest elements of this dream? If it's from God, you will go. You will go through all of it. Yes, Abraham. You will take a knife. And yes, you will have a moment where, yeah, that dream that God spoke to you about, you will have to test it. How? Isaac, that's from God, yes. But God told you to bring it as a sacrifice. Why? So you will be sure that whatever God gives away, if you cannot take it away, it cannot be stopped. But not just in words, but in actions. Understand who you're planning on serving all of your life. You know why? God did this to Joseph. He took him through this valley. And all the other people in the Old Testament we read, and God would just bring him down to earth and take him through the bottom of bottoms. Why, Paul, did you have to be in these storms and just be beat up all the time? Why? So you'll understand. Understand those that you're going to serve without pain will become part of you. You think you'll be able to minister in anointing? No. Mother Teresa, their pain has to be your pain. Does anybody understand me? I want you to understand the fact that when you're going to be praying for his dream, for you, understand that all the elements will enter you, elements of tears, pain. Yes, Jesus was standing there and crying. Why was he crying? He wasn't a human being to cry. Because because the dream of God was inside of him. And he was crying because he came to his own and they did not accept him. We have to understand, dream is not just, oh, I'm going to study how to be a pastor. You will go through the very bottom. You'll try it all. And then you'll say, Lord, I don't want to do this. I'm not able. It's not possible. It's painful. It's scary. I cannot stand it. The Lord says, right now you're able to do it. And you're going to do what I tell you to do. You feel these elements of this dream. Why? Jesus didn't just save us easily. And we're saved. Why? Why? He had no power. Yeah, he does have power. Why? Why does he have to go through the cross to die the most scariest death? Explain that to me. To feel the dream of God and the love of God towards you. He accepted your element upon himself. Oh, you have won a dream? Ask yourself a question. After he'll take you through all of this, will you want it now? Will your heart handle his dream? Oh, we're so fast. Oh, pray for me for the vision. And you put your head up, you know, for the hands to be laid. What? You're just playing games. Have you seen me run around? If they're not going to pull me out by a prophetic word, I'm not going to come out. You guys, go ahead. Continue going. I don't want to screw up this movement. I just know that whenever they're placed upon me, then I'm going to have to give birth to it. Oh, I know. Not just, you know, regular people come here. People that come here, they walk in what they pray about. If he places his hands upon you, just wait. Wait for it. It's going to happen. So no. If God said through an anointed person, you come out, then you come out. Something is going to be happening. Something that's real. I'm not against laying of the hands. I'm against that. You placing your hands all the time, anywhere, for anybody. You have to understand that this is a very serious act. It's called impartation. Are you ready to receive? Do you even know what you have just received? I received the anointing. No. That's it. You got caught. Anointing will happen in 20 years. You're going to have a pit right now. I came to church. I thought that we were going to have a breakthrough, and I'm in a pit. I'm in trouble now. It's okay. You're in the right path. Right now, the death of everything that is ungodly, it's going to happen right now. It's death for everything that's ungodly. Look, I don't have much time. Let's open up Acts 26:12. Acts 26:12. Are you receiving something for yourself, church? I want you to understand. Beloved, those that's here and watch us, I understand, but I want to explain to you what is his dream.
So,
you do not just spread these words without any power, not to place your hand before anybody. No, he has one dream for you always, and this is what I search for. So, Acts 26:12. Paul is writing his call, his destiny is beginning right here. I'm sure quite a lot of us would want to have it this way. No, the thing is in the destiny, in the call. Everybody wants to hear a voice and see a light. Yes, I'm okay with that, not seeing for 3 days if I have that experience. So, 12. Thus engaged, I proceed to Damascus with authority and orders of the chief priests to bless everybody who's praying. And they came out of brothers. When on the road at midday, O king, I saw a light from heaven surpassing the brightness of the sun, flashing about me and those who were traveling with me. And when we have all fallen to ground, where did they all fall? Some people say, where is it falling in the Bible? Here it is. They're falling. When daddy says so, everybody's laying. They're all laying. Often laying. Listen. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice in the Hebrew tongue saying to me, Saul, Saul, why do you continue to persecute me, to harass and trouble and molest me? It is dangerous and turn out badly for you to keep kicking against the goads. And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But arise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, that I might appoint you to serve you. This is where ministry comes in, the call. Not through some human pointing hands up, I mean, placing some hands upon. No, this is what the Lord is speaking. This is what every one of us should want, what we desire. That Jesus himself speaks to you. You know why this was powerful? Because God himself spoke this to him. Stop following people. This is my point. Stop chasing people. Yes, receive the impartation. And I will look to God and say, Lord, I am continue to feed my dream that will push everything out. Lord, I thank you for this dream. I want to see with your own eyes.
Some think
that if they get an impartation, they're going to sing right away. No, you might pray while you're singing. Look.
I said, Lord, who are you, Lord?
And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But arise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, that I might appoint you to serve as my minister, to be witnesses both of what you have seen of me and to which I will appear to you, choosing you out, selecting you for myself, and delivering you from among the Jewish people and the Gentiles to whom I am sending you. This is where is the call, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins and place and push. And the place and portion among those who are consecrated and purified by faith in me. You think this individual that received this message from Christ is going to chase others and say, what should I do? What should I do? Pray for me. What should I do? No, everything is easily understood. This is what I'm talking about, church. This is power. This is what we have to chase after, what we dream about. Because if he gave this to you, he's going to move this. If a man gave you power, he's going to try to move you. And you know how everything ends with human efforts. The place where you're heading, what you dream about, is it your part of you now? Is it coming out of your heart? Did it go through your heart? Do you have a legal right to speak about? Some do not understand. They think it's knowledge of Bible college. But no one can say, yeah, this man, he has influence. It's not the knowledge of the word or Russian language, or it's his dream. Just accept it and relax. Yes, with this language that you know. Yeah? You understand, right?
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, listen. Yeah. Don't try to be someone. Be yourself. The dream is meant for you the way that you are. You understand what I'm saying? He already selected it for you. Either you quiet or you scream. Or you shake. Or you constantly shake. He has a dream for you. We understand Paul. Paul had a very interesting character. If not, then your ministry will never, ever have real power. You understand what power is? Power is that when, through your words, the Spirit speaks to the other spirit. Spirit speaks to the spirit of those that you minister to. When you sing, same song, and the mouth of some will be a zero in your mouth. People will, the Spirit will leave their bodies when that song will be singing. When you place these chords, and other chords it's quiet, but in your chords, you know, the movement of angels. Beloved, we have to understand, stop chasing something. I understand, God, give me my dream, because he has the very best, most awesomest thing for you. Can't even imagine anything else, ever. You think me in my own understanding and finishing up Bible college, and I was ready to go into missionary trips, and I was thinking, do you think I was thinking that this is what I'm going to do? Receive so many thousands of letters, emails, messages of lives changed. What do you? No, never. I've never even thought of that. I just accepted his dream and I said, Lord, I will be who you called me to be, and that's it. And I will never, ever move. Especially when people ask me, never. Beloved, we have to understand, His dream is the very center of our life. Listen. If your ministry did not go through the very heart, you have no right to speak about it. Your ministry will never have real power. Listen. You're destined to fight those who are smarter and more powerful than you. Again, I will repeat this. This is very important. If no, then your ministry will never ever have true power, then you are called. It's your destiny to have fights with those who are powerful and wiser than you. And those that are powerful, those are the ones that God has called. You know, when we will always be number one are those that have been called by God, that live in His dream, that do what He says to do. You will always be number one. You will always be victorious and a champion in your area. And God will give you influence because that is His dream. It's not only given to you so you feel good about it. It's given for everybody. Listen. This ministry
никогда не будет иметь силы. Твое служение это просто мимолетное увлечение. И как тебе, так и всем вокруг. Вокруг тебя это очень скоро надоест. Мне жаль людей, которые обречены на сражение с нами. Не слушайте. Да, они не будут слушать. Ты чё? С какого балкона ты свалился? Сидим в комнате, да? Вот сидит команда лидерская, вот сидим, да? Это прикол. И читаем формат, знаете, читаем формат, там правила, структура церкви, просто общаемся. И Света, да? Света со Светланой, Света сидит, а Света написала, как бы, и там внизу подпись ее стоит. Она говорит, и мы читаем, как бы, читаем, там много страниц. И она говорит, не читайте то, что в конце.
She said, don't read what I said at the end.
Самое уникальное, что все сразу перевернули.
What's interesting is that everybody started reading the end of it.
Я такой сижу, говорю, вот именно так, не слушайте Шаповалова и работайте.
That's what works with me.
Everyone says, don't listen to Andrew Shapovalov. Меньше бы услышала. А так все прочитали, что в конце написано. Мы посмеялись, поняли принцип человека и едем дальше. Дорогие, твоя мечта, ее невозможно будет остановить, если она от Бога. Она должна, не моя должна стать его, а его должна стать моей. О, она преображает тебя. Еще раз прочитаем. И я буду очень быстро закругляться. 2 Коринфянам 11:21. Знаете, нам нравится первая часть призыва Павла. А вот как-то процесс некрасивый.
We like the calling of Paul, the first calling of Paul.
Заметили, да? Грязновато. Ну, как-то не по-помазанному. Хаммера нету.
He didn't have a hammer.
Как бы, ну... Написано там, все оставили меня. Ну,
so Павел,
такой
him.
Крутой. Ну как это могут все тебя оставить?
How could он everyone leave Paul?
It was Paul. Сижу в темнице, в тюрьме. Павел, ты же помазанник. С помазанником ничего плохого не должно
Nothing
случаться.
А кто тебе ministers?
Сказал, что это плохо?
Whoever said it's
Ему
bad.
Это было хорошо.
To him was good.
Он писем много написал.
He wrote a lot of letters.
Если бы он не был в тюрьме бегал. Что бы мы читали с вами? А?
If he Поэтому wasn't in jail, хорошо. What would we read right now?
Все было хорошо.
Everything Amen. Was good.
И то, Amen. Что ты там сидишь сейчас где-то, все хорошо.
And what you're going through is good right now.
Итак, читаем. 2 Коринфянам 11:21. К стыду говорю,
to my
district, что на это у нас
I will say we have shown ourselves too weak. But in whatever any person involved in theirs,
то скажу по неразумию. Смею я. Они
Mind
евреи,
you,
я.
I am speaking
Израильяне,
in this foolish
я.
Way. I also am bold in there.
Я больше. Я гораздо более был в трудах. И вот тут он описывает правильные вещи. Может, он там интересный написал?
So I am. They're Israelites? So I am.
Я гораздо более был в трудах, безмерно в ранах. Вот давайте задержимся. Безмерно в ранах. Слышите, он столько был в ранах, что посчитать невозможно. Это постоянно кровоточит что-то. Как тебе мечта? Ничего? Нормально? Берем.
How do you like the dream?
Раз. Два.
One, two. Anyway.
Читаем дальше. Мы даже еще 10% не тронули. Сейчас мы
We didn't
раз.
Touch 10% of it.
Безмерно в ранах, более в темницах и многократно при смерти. Это пацан чисто в присмерти лежит.
Five times I received from the hands of.
Ну это Библия. Многократно читаем.
Five times I received from the Jews 40.
Многократно при смерти. От иудеев 5 раз дано мне было по 40 ударов. Это сколько? 5 на 40 сколько?
5 times 40. How much is that?
Классно. Кто хочет?
That's amazing. Who wants that? Who wants that?
Нет, мы хотим видение.
No, we want to see visions, dreams, revelations.
Итак, первая часть звучала как-то так, ну, могуче.
The first part of it sounded so good, and now Paul has to suffer for it all. How's that dream?
Пять раз оно было по 40 ударов без одного.
Five times I received from the Jews 40 but one.
Сэкономили. Смотри, три раза меня били палками.
Three times I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned.
Три раза я терпел кораблекрушение.
In a ship.
У кого такое резюме вообще?
Wrecked the sea.
Если тебя побивают камнями, тебя побивают навсегда. Ты об этом не пишешь. Вы кого-нибудь еще видели, который сказал меня? Например, еще один был, его звали Стефан, правильно?
Another one.
Вы видели, чтобы Стефан написал, меня побили камнями? Нет, его навсегда побили.
Стефан, he was being rocks, he was forever.
Это было что-то неостановимое. Знаешь почему? Потому что его держало живым, угадай что? Мечта. Ты хочешь быть в самом сохранном месте?
He was alive, what was he alive? He was alive because of his dream.
Мечта его охраняет. Мечта не даст умереть. Мечта ничего не приключится тебе, так скажу, того, чего не должно приключиться.
Чтобы
много чего другого приключиться. Но я так скажу.
Because your dream protects you.
Поверьте, я не тот проповедник, который проповедует все хорошо, все хорошо.
I'm not one of those preachers who teaches and preaches about everything good and happy.
Три раза я терпел кораблекрушение. Ночь и день. Пробыл в отделении морской, это я не знаю, я должен был спросить, что это было. Много раз был в путешествиях, ну это как бы неплохо, кем? Берем палатку и путешествуем. В опасностях, но он же не говорил, в путешествиях, там опасности были. Смотри, в опасностях на реках, в опасностях от разбойников, в опасностях от единоплеменников, в опасностях от язычников, в опасностях в городе. Может, хватит? В опасностях, в пустыне.
Павел, so many times.
Paul, нет, where, просто наворачивается вопрос. Ну, серьезно.
Is that your dream?
Как бы, вот прочитай. Ты там бываешь?
Read that.
Тебя.
Are you there?
У тебя опасности в пустыне были?
Do you have any problems and dangers in your...
А, ты просто
desert?
Мечту Бога хочешь, да? Без вот этого, да?
Oh, you want a dream?
Я понимаю, что харизматы нам сказали исповедовать все. Исповедовать качественно, исповедовать хорошо.
I just wanted all good. I just wanted
что-то
all happy.
У него исповедалка не работает.
Paul wanted all happy. Paul wanted to be happy, but and without any danger.
В опасностях в городе, в опасностях в пустыне, в опасностях на море, в опасностях между уже братьями, в труде, в изнурении, в бдении, в голоде и жажде, часто в посте. А голод и жажда, что это?
Many times in
это вынужденный пост, церковь! Читайте! Боже мой! Смотри, в опасном море, между в труде, в изнурении, часто в день, в голоде, в жаде, часто в посте, на стуже и в наготе. Голый бегаешь, что ли? Смотри, кроме посторонних приключений, у меня ежедневное стечение людей, забота о всех церквах.
Как тебе мечта? Нормально? Что-то как-то аминь.
With all that Paul had to go through, do you think he
хочешь,
liked his calling?
Так же.
His dream?
Заметь, как плоть быстро не хочет мечту.
Notice, once you have
теперь
problems and
you just... Сказать, когда you really ты все прочитаешь, ты сразу поймешь, кто к тебе и говорил. Или это плоть говорила, иди проповедуй Евангелие.
А дух говорит, а в морду получи, хочешь?
God tells you,
нет. А дух говорит, а получи.
And you're thinking...
Обязательно, и не раз. Смотри.
Look.
Кроме посторонних приключений, аллилуйя, у меня ежедневное течение людей, забота о всех церквях, кто, не изне... кто изнемогает, с кем бы я не изнемогал.
Павел, тем мало.
Тем мало.
Mal.
Тебе надо еще с кем-то Paul, изнемогать.
Is that not enough for you?
А знаете, почему он это все писал? Мечта по-другому действовать не может.
Dream cannot
подписался
go that way.
Вперед.
Контракт
подписан, и печать стоит.
Go for it.
Смотри, кто не знает, с кем бы я ни изнемогал, кто соблазняется, за кого бы я ни воспламенялся, если должно мне хвалиться, то буду хвалиться немощью моей. Павел вот это выставил как медаль. Говорит, вы там хвалитесь помазанием. А он говорит, я вам сейчас расскажу, чем я хвалюсь. И когда он рассказал, все стихли.
Аллилуйя. Пусть тебя Бог благословит, Павел. Даст тебе долгих лет жизни. Он еще там про змею не рассказал. У него там, знаете, еще там, оно же не закончилось. Это как бы до сего. И он, а что дальше? И поехали. Кораблекрушение.
Там все нормально было.
Оно все продолжалось. Ты и твоя мечта не могут быть разделимы. Когда люди называют твое имя, это должно моментально описать твою мечту. И наоборот, когда кто-то упомянул твою мечту, сразу должно всплывать твое имя.
When people call
вот это мечта, церковь, не то, что ты придумал
dream,
себе. Кем-то, не, Бог, если имеет что-то для тебя, он имеет настолько мощное, что даже перерисует имя твое и судьбу твою. Вот это его мечта.
Your works, not your name.
Перестань искать чего-то маленького.
Stop looking for something small.
Смотри.
Look.
А иначе ты просто тратишь свое время. Его мечта
Otherwise, you're just spending your time,
знаете,
just wasting your time.
У тебя отнять.
You know what's impossible to take away from you?
То, что стало частью тебя.
Something
и даже
that is
когда
part
у тебя будет самый страшный и темный
день
твоей жизни,
hard times,
где все сорвется против тебя, даже тогда
you.
Ты не сможешь потерять и оставить мечту Бога. Не сможешь.
The dream that God gave you.
I tried. Не надо.
I tried.
Хватит.
I don't want it.
Хорошего
it's enough.
Понемножку. 12 лет назад
12 years. Everything sounded so good.
Пришел Иисус.
And then Jesus
все
came.
Показал.
Showed me everything.
И потом закрыл.
And then closed
и
it all.
Титры.
And then,
на тебе.
There it goes.
Смотри.
Look.
То что. Смотри. Знаете, что не можно отнять? То, что не можно тебя лишить. То, что стало частью тебя, и даже когда у тебя будет самый страшный темный день твоей жизни, где все выйдет против тебя,
from you that something
даже
God gave
тогда
you.
Ты не сможешь part of you. Потерять тебя, оставить свою мечту.
Away part
ты, наверное,
of you.
Сошел с ума, если думаешь, что после возложения рук
you must be crazy to think that if somebody laid a hand on you, you will receive your calling,
да.
You will receive your dream. God's supposed to give you the dream.
При передаче ты получаешь зачатие. Потом начинается вынашивание мечты, дорогие.
When somebody lays hands on you, you get something inside of you, then it starts growing. But it's not something that God gave you.
У некоторых ношение тяжелое бывает.
Sometimes people go through hard times carrying that.
Так вот, ты должен не хвататься за вещи, которые на данный момент
don't grab on things that are popular right now
and
interesting.
Его мечту, которая в процессе станет твоей собственностью.
That will become you.
Мышления,
and then when it will be the center of your life,
your, тогда тебя можно назвать человеком, what
you're
going to
talk about and speak about,
невозможно и остановить больше нельзя.
You will not be able to be stopped.
Заключающая мысль. Ты должен
last,
об этом мечтать.
You have to dream about it.
В процессе потерять
then give birth
все ради
to
этого,
it,
и в конце
lose everything for it.
Если
then give
ты
your
не
life
готов
for it.
На эти
if
реальные
you're not
жертвы,
ready
даже не
for
начинай и не прикасайся, потому что ты будешь посмешищем в глазах тех, кто это совершит. Воздайте славу Богу. Давайте мы
not ready for it. Give the glory and let's get up.
Отнесись с серьезностью тому, что я сегодня говорил.
Take seriously what I just said. It's not a joke.
Фишки, которые кто-то напридумывал. Приди, мы тебе дадим. Дай тут сейчас сотню, и сейчас на тебя сойдет слава. Слышь, я подарил машину, ничего не сошло. Сошел удар в голову, вот что сошло. Дорогие, давайте забудем бредни. Давайте поймем. Давайте
let's
когда-нибудь
realize,
прочитаем Библию, честно.
Read our Bible,
и поймем, что носившие мечту были в огне, были во рву, были в страшных вещах. Их жалили змеи. Они сидели в тюрьмах. Они были
they've
в каких-то канавах. Они были преданы и оставлены всеми. Вот что мечта от Бога
that's
значит.
Is.
Давайте перестанем рисовать христианские пушистые иллюзии, которые нам кто-то нарисовал.
And
такой же самый, который никогда не понял, что такое мечта. И мы рождаем поколение людей, которые ничего общего с мечтой
and
Бога не имеют. И они похожи на других.
they have nothing to do with God and God's dream.
Туда, где истина,
we
где
have to
Бог
go
сказал,
God is...
мои дети, если что-то будут нести на себе, если ты что-то мечтаешь нести большое,
if my kids will want something to carry, something of my own, you will have to pay a price. There are a lot of those that are having sicknesses in their bodies.
Why
am I hurt?
You don't realize that you are still carrying
your dream. Think about why is it leaving? Why is it everything leaves but not your disease? Because you're carrying
да,
your dream.
Она выражена в болезни, yeah, от которой тебя Бог до сих пор
be, you know, disease,
не исцелил.
But God is not healing you yet.
Что это?
You've been praying, but it's not leaving.
Это была мечта. Я не знаю, что в твоем. А
it's
может
a dream.
Быть,
God
то, что ты сейчас переживаешь, и есть самое главное, что нужно тебе. И ты всеми силами хочешь это убрать, не понимая, что сейчас происходит самый важный процесс твоей жизни.
God is making a huge process in you.
Поднимите руки, просто поклонитесь.
Raise up your hands, Lord.
Отец, я благодарю тебя.
I thank you, Father.
Я прошу тебя за центр, за всех, кто нас смотрит.
I ask you for this center.
Я верю, что
all those who are watching and listening to change their understanding of their dream. So that we will stop dreaming for something worldly. Lord, give your church your dream. So that all we will be by, we will go by your rules, that we will obey your rules for your dream, for us. Lord, I ask, touch all your kids today. Touch your kids. Touch your kids. Lord, I ask you. I know that all we need is one correct word from you. That's it. Lord, we don't need to, we don't need to chase after dreams. We just need to relax. We just need to relax. And feel and go everything in your hands. We will wait for our time to come.
Наоборот, преследование чего-то нашего ломает Божьи планы для нас и волю. Оттягивает время. И сколько ушло из жизни людей, которые так и не поняли, кто они на этой земле и для чего они рождены. Да, ты получил личку пророка, личку диакона, пастора, но доволен ли ты? Нет.
Yeah, you were a deacon. You were a pastor, very happy.
Нет.
No.
Это значит не твое.
That is not your dream.
Это значит твоим никогда не было.
It was never yours. It was supposed to be yours. Will you be able to live with that? Lord, wash our minds. Change our minds. We want to do your
will.
We don't want to do anything that you didn't tell us to do.
У нас достаточно уже ошибок было у всех.
We're not gonna do it right. We're not gonna do it correct.
Хватит.
If you don't tell us what to do. Only God gives us dream. He makes the dream grow in us. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Give Him glory.
Amen. Amen, дорогие. Присядь. Присядьте, семья Божья. Присядь. Вы взяли что-то для себя, родные?